Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
Welcome home, some of the college kids returning home for Thanksgiving.
也欢迎那些能够来回到我们当中过感恩节的那些大学生或者年轻人。
We hope that this is always your spiritual home.
我们也希望在这里成为你的甜美的家。
And this morning, we'd like to turn your attention to Book of John, Chapter 15.
今天早晨，我们要来看一段圣经，是在约翰福音十五章。
John Chapter 15, we'd like to read from verse 1 to verse 8.
约翰福音十五章，我们要来读第一节到第八节。
I'd like to just remind you that since this is a very familiar verse to you all,Sometimes it's difficult to read those verses. They are so familiar to us.
我们知道这一段圣经其实我们大家都很熟悉，所以有的时候我们在读的时候会发现有一个难，在读的时候我们会发现会有一些难处。
Therefore, we have to really depend on the Holy Spirit as we come to this passage.
所以我们要求来圣灵来帮助我们，让我们在读的时候圣灵来光照我们。
John 15, verse 1.I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that he may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine.So neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch, and dries up, and they gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
约翰福音十五章第一节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子；你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Father, we thank you again this morning. We can gather before you.
主啊，我们真是何等的感谢你，今天我们还可以聚在你的面前。
So we look to the Lord.That who would give us anointing for this time.
主啊，我们仰望我们的主，求你，你的恩膏能够来膏这一段时间。
As we just read, apart from you, we can do nothing.
真的是像我们开始所念的，离开了你，我们不能做任何的事情。
Therefore, we come together before you and say, Lord, have mercy on us.
所以我们现在，我们今天，我们就要来到主的面前，求主的怜悯。
And we come in this time into your hand.
我们把这段时间就交在主的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。Amen.
And this passage, this is considered the last teaching by our Lord Jesus.
这一段圣经其实我们也可以想到，这个是主在地上最后对门徒的话语。
He spoke this word either on the last day or before the last day.
其实我们知道这段话很可能就是主在上十字架这一天，或者他上十字架前那一天所讲的。
Remember that our Lord Jesus gathered with disciples in a room in Jerusalem.
我们记得当那一天主耶稣召聚他的门徒在耶路撒冷，在一个房间里。
They celebrate Passover.
他们来过逾越节。
And Jesus took bread and gave thanks and he broke it and gave it to the disciples saying that this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
所以那天耶稣他就拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
And in the same way, Jesus took the cup after they have eaten, saying, "This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood."
所以，同样，耶稣后来也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。”
After that, they sang a hymn.
接下来他们就唱了诗歌。
Then they depart the room. They walk toward the Gethsemane.
所以他们就离开了他们的聚的地那个屋子，他们就去了克西马尼。
It's on this way to Gethsemane. This teaching was given to the disciples.
所以当他跟门徒一起去克西马尼的时候，他对门徒来讲了这段话。
So this is the last word. This is the last teaching from our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看到这个是主在地上给门徒最后的一个教训。
Now, if you want to give your children the last word, and it must be the most important teaching.
所以当我们如果给我们孩子们有最后的话语的时候，我们就知道这个话语是非常重要的，是最重要的。
So this is the last word from our Lord Jesus to all of us.
所以我们知道这个话语是主耶稣最后对他的门徒，也是对我们所说的。
And I would like to share a few thoughts from this teaching.
所以我们来看在这一段教训当中有几个点。
First of all, I'd like to share about I am the true vine.
第一个，我们要来看到我是真葡萄树。
Then I will share about abiding me, abiding him to bear fruit.
第二个， 我们要分享到住在主里结果子。
Then finally, we will fellowship upon my Father is the wine dresser.
最后一点， 我们要交通到我父是栽培的人。
So I am the true vine.
这里说到我是真葡萄树。
Our Lord Jesus was very clear. He said, I am the true vine.
所以主耶稣在这里非常清楚地告诉门徒说：“我是真葡萄树。”He
didn't say, "I am the vine."
他这里没有说我是葡萄树。He
said, "I am the true vine."
所以他这里特别地说到：“我是真葡萄树。”So
it meant there was another vine.
所以我们知道，其实还有其他的葡萄树。If
there was not another vine, and our Lord Jesus didn't have to say, "I am the true vine."
如果没有其他的葡萄树的话，主耶稣没有必要在这里说我是真葡萄树。So
what is the other vine?
所以我们这里来想想，其他的葡萄树是什么呢？
You know, in history of Jewish people, they always believe the nation of Israel is a vine.
所以从历史上来看， 犹太人一直有这样一个观念，觉得以色列国是那葡萄树。Even
in Psalm, you read this from Psalm. You remove a vine from Egypt, you drove out the nations and planted it.
所以在诗篇里面有这样一段话说到：“你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。” Therefore,
that nation of Israel is the vine.
所以我们这里看到犹太人就把以色列国当成这个葡萄树。
And the vine is where Jewish people can live, to work, to prosper, to grow, to bring glory to God.
所以我们看到这个以色列国对犹太人来说，那个是他们生活的地方，那他们工作的地方，那他们敬拜的地方，这是他们一切的地方。
That's the environment created by God for Jewish people to live in.
所以我们看到这个以色列国就是神为犹太人所建、所预备的这样一个环境。You
know, when God created us, He create us a life that is dependent.
所以神造了我们以后，把我们这样一个放在这里是一个独立的。
Maybe you didn't agree with me, so I am independent.
可能你不一定同意我这么说。
If you take oxygen away from me for 5 minutes,
如果我们想想，如果我们这里把所有的氧气拿走五分钟
，the life would not continue.
我们的生命就不可能存在。
This life is dependent.
所以我们看到，我们的生活是有一个依靠的。
This life dependent on oxygen in an environment created by God.
所以我们看到，我们这个生命其实是依靠于神给我们创造的这样一个环境。
You raise the temperature by 50, we will not be able to live.
同样，如果我们这个温，我们生活的温度能够提高50度的话，我们不可能存活。
You lower by 50, we may not be able to live.
如果这个温度真的被提高50度的话，我们不可能活下来。
This life is dependent on an environment, a temperature environment created by the Lord.
所以也看到我们的生活，我们这个生命其实依靠于神为我们创造这个环境，是跟温度有关的。
So is the pressures.
比如还有这个压力。
We can only live in a certain pressure range.
所以我们可以存活的这样环境只在一个压力的范围之内。
So this life created by the Lord is a life that is dependent on the environment.
所以我们看到我们这个生活也是能够来要依靠神为我们创造的这样的环境。
In this environment, we can live, we can grow, we can prosper, we can bring glory to God.
所以正为这个环境神把我们放在里面，我们可以生活，我们可以生存，我们可以成长，我们可以把荣耀归给神。
For Jewish people, the nation of Israel is divine, it's divine for them to thrive in it.
所以但是犹太人他们就把以色列国作为这样一个葡萄树。
But unfortunately, after captivity, they lost the vine.
但是很可惜，我们知道以色列国就被掳了，他们好像就失去了这个葡萄树。
If for years, for generation, the deepest desire in Jewish people is to see the restoration of the vine.
所以在犹太人心里面，他们心中最深的一个盼望就是有一天那个以色列国能够被复兴恢复。
The environment for them to live in can be restored by the Lord.
所以就他们盼望着他们可以生存的这样一个生活的这个环境能够被来复兴。
That's the reason they hope for the Messiah.
所以这个是一个原因，他们盼望着以赛亚。
Because Messiah was restored, the nation of Israel is restored the vine.
所以以赛亚的到来就能够来复兴以色列国，就是来复兴那一个葡萄树。
So every Jew knew about the vine.
所以每一个犹太人他们很清楚这棵葡萄树。
Therefore, the word from our Lord Jesus' mouth is a shocking thing.
所以，神主耶稣对他们所说的话，对他们是一个极大的一个震惊。
Jesus said, "I am the true vine."
因为主耶稣这里明确说到，我是真葡萄树。
The nation of Israel is not the vine.
给他们看到以色列国。不是葡萄树。
Jesus was the vine the Jewish people were looking for.
所以主耶稣才是那个真葡萄树，他们才是他们所盼望要来的。
Christ was the lamb that flows milk and honey.
所以我们看到主才是那个流奶与蜜之地。
And Christ is the environment for every Jew to live in, to work in, to thrive, to bring glory to God.
所以主耶稣才是他们所应该生活的这个环境，他们可以在里面生长，能够把荣耀归给神。
And apart from the vine, you can do nothing.
所以离开这个葡萄树，他们就不能做什么。
Brothers and sisters, that was what the Lord said that day. I am the true vine.
所以这个就是主耶稣在那一天开始所说的，我是真葡萄树。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question. What is Your vine.
所以接下来我们要问这样一个问题，什么是我们的葡萄树？
The Jewish people, even a disciple, they have this concept of the vine.
所以当时的犹太人，包括主耶稣一些门徒，他们脑子里有这样一个概念，什么是他们的葡萄树？
An environment for them to thrive.
所以他们就看到这个葡萄树是他们所那个环境。
What is the vine?We are looking for today.
但是对我们来说，我们所盼望的，我们所看到的这个葡萄树到底是什么？
The vine is not your job.
我们知道工作不是我们的葡萄树。
The vine is not your family.
我们这个葡萄树也不是我们的家庭。
The vine is not your children.
我们的孩子也不是我们的葡萄树。
The vine is not your treasure on earth.
葡萄树也不是我们在地上所积累的这一些财宝。
Jesus said, I am the true vine.
主耶稣说，我是那真葡萄树。
You are the branches.
你们是枝子。
So this is another a remarkable revelation of a relationship between us and our Lord Jesus.
所以这个地方让我们看到，这是很重要的一个启示，让我们看到我们跟主耶稣之间的关系。
Our relationship with our Lord is the relationship of the vine and the branches.
这里给我们看到，我们跟主的关系就相当于这个葡萄树跟枝子的关系。
No, the branches grew out of the vine.
我们看到这个枝子是从葡萄树里面长出来的。
So there is a life relationship between the branches and the vine.
所以这个是一个生命的关系，这个生命是关于葡萄树跟枝子，它们是一个生命的关系。
And oftentimes we read this portion of scripture, we have this incorrect concept.
当我们来有的时候读圣经的时候，我们可能对一些话语不是有很正确的认识。
We often view Christ as external.
很多时候我们想基督可能是外面的一件事情。
Therefore, when we ask him for help,
所以我们就到那边去来寻求帮助。
We ask the Lord for strength.
我们来到那边来求主的力量。
Our relationship to our Lord is someone that is external to us.
所以我们感觉到主耶稣跟我的关系好像是我跟外面的一个关系。
Even as we read this picture of the vine, we view our Lord Jesus as the trunk of the vine.
所以就像这里我们来看这个葡萄树的画面的时候，我们就把主看成好像这个葡萄树的一个干。
And we are the branches.
我们只不过是那个边上的那个枝子。
We will try to get sap from the trunk.
所以我们这个作为枝子，我们就努力的要从这个干能够来吸取一些东西。
We view Christ as external to us.
所以我们就看到这个耶稣是好像是跟我们外面的一样东西。
The trunk is external to the branches.
所以我们看到这样葡萄树这个干跟那个枝子好像是两件分开的东西。
But brothers and sisters, the branches are in the vine.
但是我们这里也看到枝子其实是葡萄树的一部分。
The branches are part of the vine.
这个枝子是葡萄树的一部分。
You know what? I think there's one little phrase in New Testament that is very, very common.
所以我们在新约里面，我们看到有一些圣经是非常大家都很熟悉的。
And the two words in Christ.
这个就两个字，叫做中文是四个字，在基督里。
It's very common in New Testament.
所以在新约里面，这是很普遍出现的。
There are a few examples in 2 Corinthians. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is new creatures.
比如说在哥林多后书五章里面就说到，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的。
That's very important. If you are in Christ, you are a new creature.
所以这里看到很重要的一件事情，如果我们正在基督里，我们就是新造的了。
In Ephesians, he said, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
所以在以弗所书的地方又给我们看到，说我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
We are a masterpiece.Created by the Lord in Christ.
所以我们看到我们是神手里他手里的工作，但是呢是在基督耶稣里造成的。
In Philippians, Paul said, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以在腓立比书里面也说到，我们要向着标杆直跑，要得神在耶稣基督里从上面召我来的奖赏。
So there are so many examples of this phrase in Christ.
所以我们在这里看到有很多的地方都提到这个字在基督里。
Sometimes we think that, you know, only those very spiritual person can say he is in Christ.
有的时候我们就在想，要一些非常属灵的人，他们才能说我在基督里。
How can I say I'm in Christ? I'm not that spiritual.
像我这样不是很属灵的，我怎么能说我在基督里呢？
But this is a mistake.
这个其实是一个错误。
Whether or not we are in Christ is not whether or not our spiritual condition is right today.
所以在基督里这件事情不取决于我们到底的属灵的状况是怎么样子。
We are in Christ because Christ put us in there.
因为我们在基督里，因为是主把这个基督放在我们的里面
了。You know, this thing, this misunderstanding become a hindrance for many people.
所以在这件事情不清楚的造成很多在弟兄姐妹当中很多的一些误解。
Now, even a missionary like Hudson Taylor, he used to struggle with this.
就相当于我们所大家都很熟悉的戴德森弟兄，在这一点上他也有他的挣扎。
He was already a missionary in China.
他那时候在已经在中国有很多的服事了。
But he felt the need to be closer to the Lord.
但是他需要有一个感觉，他需要更靠近我们的主。
But due to the business of everyday activity, he felt it's difficult for him.
但是他在每天的很多的忙乱当中，他发现这件事情非常的困难。
And he felt he need more power to overcome his shortcomings.
所以他也求主来帮助他，能够来给他以能力，能够来胜过他这一切的需要。
And he thought he can begin with today trying to abide in Christ.
所以每天他都试着他要住在主里面。
But as the days go by, he's getting weaker and not stronger.
但是在一天的当中的时候，他就在里面变得越来越的软弱。
Therefore, he struggled a great deal.
所以他在这一点上非常的挣扎。
But one day he received a letter. Someone wrote him a letter.
但有一天他接到一封信。
And there's one sentence in that letter. Open up his spiritual understanding.
在这封信里面有一句话，好像就开了他的眼睛。
Then the word said, "How to get faith strengthened?"
他这里有句话说到，信心怎样才能得坚固呢
？Not by striving after faith, but by resting in the faithful one.
不是来追求信心。而是安息在信心的主里面。
All of a sudden, the truth opened to him.
所以突然之间，这个真理就向他完全的敞开了。
It's not striving after faith; it's resting in the faithful one.
不是挣扎在追求信心的里面，而是我们要安息在我们信心的主的里面。
And he understood now the word from the Lord: "I will never leave you."
所以这个地方主又特别说到主不会离开我们。
Therefore, all of a sudden, a brother can rest in the Lord.
因为他这个看见，所以我们的弟兄就能够完全的安息在主里面。
Now he saw this vine.
所以他看见了这棵葡萄树。
It's not only the root.
他不仅仅是看到了这个葡萄树的根。
The vine is also the stem.
所以我们看到这个也看到了这个葡萄树的枝子哦，这个杆。
The vine is also the branches.
这个葡萄树也包括这样一个枝子。
It also includes the twigs.
也包括那些嫩芽。
It also includes the leaves.
也包括那些叶子。
The whole thing is the vine.
所以这个整个的都是葡萄树。
And he is part of the vine.
所以他只不过是当中的一部分。
Not only the Lord Jesus is the vine, Lord Jesus is the soil.
我们也看到主耶稣不仅是那个葡萄树，也是这个葡萄树所增长的这个地土。
He is the sunshine, he is the air.
也是这个阳光，也是这个空气。
It is all and in all.
所以在一切又在一切之中。
So this revelation of the vine and the branches revolutionized the spiritual life of the brother Hudson.
所以我们看到他有这样一个启示，有葡萄树跟枝子这个启示向我们弟兄敞开了以后，他心里面就不一样了。
He was no longer anxious about anything.
所以他心里就没有任何的焦虑了。
Since he was part of the vine.
因为他看到他是葡萄树的一部分。
Brother and sister, this vine is the environment for us to live, to work, to prosper, to bring glory to God.
所以我们看到神给我们这个环境是让我们能够来生活，让我们能够在里面成长，让我们能够来丰盛，让我们最后可以把荣耀归给神。
And Jesus is the true vine.
所以主耶稣是那真葡萄树。
There is no other vine.
没有其他的葡萄树。
Only our Lord Jesus is the true vine.
只有我们的主才是那真葡萄树。
Only our Lord Jesus is the environment for us to live, to work, to prosper, to bring glory to God.
所以只有主 才是我们的这样一个环境，我们在里面可以我们的生活，我们可以成长，我们可以丰盛，我们可以把荣耀归给神。
So what is our relationship with this vine?
所以接下来我们来看，我们跟这个葡萄树的关系是如何呢？
We abide in the vine.
我们要住在这个葡萄树里面。
We abide in the vine, we will bear fruit.
如果我们住在这个葡萄树里面，就能结果子。
So fruit bearing is the purpose of abiding in him.
所以我们看到结果子是那个住在这个葡萄树里面的结果。是一个结果。
So verse 4, abide in me and I in you, and the branches cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. So neither can you unless you abide in me.
就像我们开始读到的第四节，这里说到，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches.He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
这里第五节接着说道，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
第六节，人若不藏在我里面，就像这个枝子丢在外面枯干了，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
Abiding in him will lead to our spiritual growth.
所以住在主里面能够来帮助我们在属灵上面有长进。
Now fruit bearing, if you look at a fruit tree, the fruit bearing does not require extreme effort from the tree.
所以如果我们来看这个树，看树上的果子，这个果子要成长的时候，我们可以看到它其实不需要 在那边增长做很多的事情。
So in the same way, spiritual growth does not involve striving on our part.
所以对我们来说，我们属灵的成长来说，对我们来说，我们真的是不需要来挣扎做很多的事情。
So Jesus said, look at the lily in the field.
所以主耶稣在那一天就说过，你们来看那个野地里的百合花。
You don't see toil, you don't see spinning, but they grow.
所以你看到它不劳苦，也不纺线，但是你看到它是怎么长起来的。
Yet the growth of the lily bring glory is far greater in Solomon in his all his glory.
所以我们看到这个百合花，它那边在那边长起来，它彰显的这个美丽远超过在所罗门时候极荣华的时候。
Our spiritual growth should be like the lilies in the field.
所以我们看到我们属灵的成长应该就像这个野地里的百合花是怎么长起来的。
And the key is abide in him.
所以这个关键就是我们要住在它里面。
This is not a figure of speech.
所以这个不是一个比喻，是一个讲论。
Abiding in him is nothing mystic about it.
住在主里面不是一件很奇异的事情。
No, in Greek, this word is actually very simple. He means to stay or to remain.
所以住在主，住这个字在希腊文里面的有两个意思，一个就是留下来，留在。同时也是保持。
The lilies have to be stay in the field or to remain in the field.
所以就看到这个百合花，它不仅要留在这个地里，同时呢，它要一直的保持在这个地里。
That's all the lily have to do is to stay, to remain, to abide in the field.
所以我们看到百合花他所要做的就是要留在那个地里面，能同时呢要保持在这个地里面。
And every one of you know how to do that.
其实我们每个人都知道怎么来做。
You are abiding in this room right now.
所以我们看到我们现在是在这个房间里。
If you do not leave before I finish, you abide in this room.
如果你现在没有离开的话，你其实现在是在这个房间里。
You remain in this room.
你一直的留在这个房间。
You stay in this room.
你也保持的一直在这个房间。
Therefore, you abide in the room.
所以呢，你现在是在这个房间里。
There's nothing more simple than this.
其实这个是没有再更简单的比喻了。
Abide means to stay and to remain.
所以我们看到住这个字，就是说我们要留下来，并且呢要保持这个状态。
Let me give you illustrations to further this understanding.
让我给你一个例子，可以来更清楚的让我们能够来明白。So
we live in Houston, we know about astronauts.
所以我们住在休斯顿的话，我们多多少少都知道太空人、宇航员。
You know, when an astronaut go into the space, they need an environment for them to live.
所以就像那宇航员他们要到太空站的时候，他们要找到一个环境，他们可以住下来。
And that environment is space stations.
他们所住的那个环境呢，就是那个太空站。
The space station has the oxygen, has the water, have the recycle system, has the right temperature, has the right pressure for astronaut to live in that environment.
所以我们看到在这个空间站里面，他们有氧气，他们有水，他们同时呢，这里面的温度、压力等等都适合他们所居住。
And if the astronaut stay in that environment, he can live, he can work, he can prosper.
所以我们也看到，这个宇航员假如是在那个空间站里面待着的话，他就在里面能够来存活。Outside
of that space station, an astronaut can do nothing.
如果他们离开了那个空间站的时候，他们不能做什么事情。Because
he needs an environment.
因为他们真的是需要这样一个生存的生活的环境。And
that environment is the space stations.
所以他们所要生活的环境就是那空间站。But
sometimes that space station need maintenance.
但有的时候我们也知道，这空间站有的时候需要一些维修的工作。And
astronaut has to go outside of space stations.
所以那些宇航员呢，他们需要离开这个空间站，到外面去。So
they bring a part of that environment with them.
所以呢，他们就带了一些这些东西，跟他们一起出去。So
they put on the space suit.
所以呢，他们一定要穿上那个太空服。They
bring oxygen with them.
所以他们要带上氧气罐。They
bring the right temperature with them.
所以呢，这个太空服里面呢有适合的一个温度。They
bring the right pressure range with them.
同时呢，也是一个适合的一个压力。So
they take a piece of that environment and bring that environment to the outer space.
所以呢，他们要出去的时候呢，一定要带着这些东西跟他们一起出去。So
in within that space suit, he can live, then he can work.
所以呢，我们知道，他们假如是有这样一个太空服这些东西的时候呢，他们就可以来生存下来，他们可以拿工作。Apart
from that space suit, he can do nothing.
如果他们把这个太空服给去掉的话，他们就不能做什么东西。Brothers
and sisters, when we are here together.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在聚集在一起。
This is space station for us.
我们就可以想象这个地方呢，就像一个太空站一样。
You know, this is the right place for us.
这个呢，是一个不错的地方。
We have oxygen. We have right temperature. We have right pressure. We have everything right.
所以我们有不错的，我们有氧气啊，我们温度也不错，我们压力也不错，我们好像什么都有了。
If we buy in this environment, we will thrive.
所以呢，我们在这个环境住着的话呢，我们就不错。
But unfortunately, the meeting has to end sometimes.
所以呢，但是呢，我们就知道我们的聚会呢是会结束的。
No, you have to go out. You have to go to this world. You need to go into outer space.
所以呢，你要走离开这里，你好像到世界里去，或者呢，你可以想象好像我们到外空去一样。You
need to bring a space suit with you.
所以呢，我们可以想象我们离开的时候呢。 我们要穿上我们的太空服。You
need to bring the oxygen with you.
我们要带上氧气。You
need to bring the right temperature and pressure with you.
我们要有一个适合的一个温度跟压力。No
matter where you go,
不管你去哪里。You
have to bring that with you.
你要把这些东西都带上。You
can abide in him wherever you go.
所以你要住在这些东西的当中，你不管你去哪里。It
doesn't matter where you go in outer space.
不管你在外太空，你要去什么地方
？As long as you bring that environment with you，
如果你带上这些东西的话
，you can abide in him，
你可以住在它里面。
You can abide in him while you are driving.
如果你带上这个，你可以来开车。
Because oxygen is with you.
因为我们有氧气。
The pressure is right.
我们的压力也对的。
The temperature is right.
我们的温度也不错。
You can abide in the Lord while you are working.
我们可以住在主里面。当我们来工作的时候，可以住在主里面。
Because you bring the oxygen with you.
所以呢，因为我们是带着这些氧气去工作。
You bring the environment with you.
我们带着这些我们所需的去工作。
Jesus is the vine.
耶稣是葡萄树。
It's much better than space suit.
因为这个远超过远好过于我们所开始说到那个太空服。
It's much better than anything you can come up with.
我们远好过我们可以想象中的任何的东西。
You allow us to bring the vine with us.
我们真的是可以能够把这样一个葡萄树能够来带过来。
As we learn how to abide in him,Then we, as we come back together, we will be even more joyful together.
所以，如果我们是住在这个葡萄树里面，当我们一起的聚集的时候，我们也看到，当我们的喜，我们当中的喜乐是何等的丰满。
Abide in Him also means make home in Him.
住在主里面，也说到我们要在主里面安家。
You know what? Sometimes we view our Lord Jesus as a hotel.
很多时候我们就把主耶稣当成一个旅馆一样。
So we come to the hotel, we enjoy the hotel for a few days, and then we check out.
很多的时候我们去一个不错的那个旅馆，我们在里面很享受几天，但马上呢我们就要离开了。
And we don't abide in a hotel.
我们不会把那个旅馆当成我们的家。
We can only abide...In our home,
但是呢，我们可以住在我们的家里面，安住在我们的家里面。
So abiding in the Lord means we make our Lord Jesus our home.
所以住在主里面，就是说我们要在主里面安家。
We see Him every day.
我们可以每天呢见到他。
We fellowship with Him every day.
我们可以每天跟他有交通。
We submit to Him every day.
我们可以每天能够来顺服于他。
We allow the cross to walk in our heart.Every day,
我们可以跟随那个十字架的道路，每天跟他行走。
You know, a person who make home in him would write something like this.
其实我们看到是一个人，如果把主作为他的家的时候，他能够来写这样子。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
所以就像这里诗篇来说到，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
He will write, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
另外的诗人也说到，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Or in Psalm 73, whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth.
另外在诗篇73篇也提到，除你以外在天上我还有谁呢？除你以外在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
This is the man who make home in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是一个人在主里面安家的人。
So, brother and sister, where is your home?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们的家在哪里？
Where do we abide?
我们到底住在哪里？
So what is the fruit?
果子是什么？
When we speak of fruit, everyone will think about Galatians chapter 5.
如果我们讲到这个果子的时候，我们大部分人都马上就想到加拉太书第五章。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
所以我们就马上就想到仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
There are 9 different fruits.
这个就是九种果子。
However, if you pay attention, in the Bible, the word fruit is singular.
但我们如果注意一点的话，我们就看到在圣经里这个果子是单数。
That means there's only one fruit.
所以我们看到只有一个果子。
So which one is it?
但是所以这九个里面哪一个是呢？
There are 9, but there's one.
所以这里提到了九个，但是这里说到只有一个。
Is it one or is nine?
是到底是一个呢，还是九个呢？
There is only one fruit.
但是呢，我们知道这只有一个果子。
But there are 9 expressions of this fruit.
所以呢，这里看到这个果子呢，有九种品质。
And the vine is Christ.
所以这个葡萄树是主。
And the fruit is also Christ.
我们也知道这个果子也是我们的主。
And this fruit has 9 different expressions.
所以这个果子我们就看到主彰显了它有各 九种不同的一个性格。
So when the branch, when this branch began to bear fruits,
当我们来看到这个枝子来开始来结出些果子的时候，
And this fruit is Christ.
这个果子求其实就是我们的主。
So remember the Galatians chapter 4:19, Paul wrote, My children, with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
所以我们这里就想到保罗在加拉太书第四章十九节的地方所写到的，说我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
And Christ is form, that is the fruit.
基督成形，这个就是那个果子。
The fruit is the vine is form in the branches.
所以我们看到这个果子其实就这个葡萄树能够来成就在这个枝子上面。
And this fruit will have those 9 different characteristics.
所以我们看到这个果子它可以彰显九种不同的一个性格。
And the purpose of the fruit is to bring glory to God.
我们也知道这个果子的目的就是把荣耀归给神。
Only Christ can glory God.
我们也知道只有主才能荣耀我们的
神。There's nothing else can glorify God.
没有其他的东西可以荣耀我们的神。
We need to make this very clear. Nothing else on this earth can glorify God except Christ.
所以我们要很清楚地知道世上没有任何其他的东西能够荣耀主除了我们的主耶稣。
The only way we can bring glory to God is to bear fruit.
所以我们怎么样子能够来荣耀我们的主呢？就是那结那个果子。
Allow this fruit to grow in us.Allow the Christ to form in us.
让这个果子在我们里面能够来成长，就相当于能够来基督，能够成形在我们里面。
And we do this by simply abiding in Him.
我们怎么做呢？我们只要简单的住在主里面。
We stay in Him.
我们保留一直住在他里面。
We remain in Him.
我们可以一直留在他里面。
Now let's move on to.The vine dressers.
接下来我们要来看这样一个栽培的人。
My father is the vine dressers.
这里说到我父是栽培的人。
And verse 2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
这里第二节说到凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去。
Oh, this is kind of scary verse, huh?
这好像有点可怕。
Now, pay attention.Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
所以我们这里要看仔细一点。这里说到，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
Right, the fact that we are part of Christ, we are branches, and He is the vine. This is objective truth.
所以我们看到这里有一个客观的事实：主是那个葡萄树，我们是那个枝子。
And This become a reality the day we were born.
这个其实成为我们的一个实际，当我们那一天重生的时候。
And when we are born in spirit, we became the branches in the vine.
所以当我们那一天重生得救的时候，我们就成了这个葡萄树上面的一个枝子。
And the branches and the vine became one, and this union can never be changed.
所以当我们重生得救的那一天，我们就看到我们就是主，我们就是那个枝子在葡萄树上，这个是永远不会分离的，这个也这个事实是永远不会改变的。
So let's make this clear. This union can never be changed.
让我们再说一遍，这样葡萄树跟枝子这个连接的关系是永远不会改变的。
Although this union cannot be changed, the communion between the vine and the branches can change.
虽然这样一个联合是不会被改变的，但是我们也要知道这个葡萄树跟枝子之间的交通有的时候是会被改变的。
The communion is a subjective experience.
所以我们看到这个交通就是我们一个主观的一个经历。
So we need to make this very clear. The union will never change, but the communion can change.
所以我们这里要非常的清楚看到一点，联合这个事实是永远不会改变的，但是这个交通是会改变的。
If the communion between the branch and the vine is stopped, then the branch will not bear fruits.
如果我们也知道这个枝子跟这个葡萄树它的交通有出问题的时候，这个枝子呢就不能结果子了。
We will never lose union, but we can lose the communion.
我们知道我们不会失去跟这个葡萄树的一个联合，但是呢我们会失去这样一个 交通。
How can we lose the communion?
我们怎么会失去这样交通呢？
We lose the communion most of the time because of sin.
我们失去这个交通因为很多时候是因为我们的罪。
Now Adam and Eve enjoyed the communion in the garden.
所以我们就看到亚当跟夏娃在那一天是在那个园子里 跟神是一个 很好的一个交通。
But the moment they sin, they lost the communion with God.
但是当他们开始犯罪的 那个时候，他们就跟主的交通，就跟神的交通断绝了。
So they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord.
所以他们就躲避耶和华的面。
This is the same way. If we allow sin to occupy in our life, we will hid ourselves from the presence of the Lord.
这个同样也发生在我们身上。如果我们当中，就如果在我身上是有罪的时候，我们就跟神的一个交通就会断绝。
The union is still there. The communion is not.
联合还是在那里，但是呢，那个交通就断了。
Then we become the branches that do not bear fruits.
所以这个结果就是我们虽然还是枝子，但这个枝子是不结果子的枝子。
If anyone that does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
所以这里也说到，人若不藏在我里面，就像这个枝子丢在外面枯干了，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
So what does this mean?
我们来读到这个时候，到底什么意思呢？
If a man does not make home in Christ,
如果一个人不藏在我里面，
or in other words, if a man makes home in his own sin,
如果我们看到这个人如果不是把神作为他的家，他安家在其他的一些东西里，比如说罪当中，
or he makes his home in the worries of the world, or he makes his home in the deceitfulness of riches.
如果他安家在这个世上的思虑，或者安家在这个钱财的那个迷惑上面，
He's thrown away as a branch and dries up.
所以呢，这个就会被丢在外面枯干。
And the wine dresser will cast them into the fire and they are burned.
所以人呢，把它拾起来，要扔在火里烧了。
Yes, how is it possible?
这个怎么可能？
Didn't you say that union can never be changed?
这你开始才。我们开始 才说过，这个联合是不会 改变的。
If union cannot be changed, how can this branch be cast into the fire?
所以如果这个联合是不改变的，为什么这里说到要会被扔在火里烧了呢？
They're cast into the fire because God loves them.
要把这个扔在火里，因为神爱。
Israel did not abide in the vine, therefore they are in captivity. They are cast into the fire.
所以就像当时的以色列人一样，因为他们没有住在主里面，所以呢，神就把他们放到一个被掳的光景，就相当于扔在火里一样。
They were burned in captivity.
所以呢，他们就在火里烧。
That's why in Zechariah, he saw the visions.
所以在撒迦利亚书那地方给我们看到一个异象。
The Lord rebuked Satan. The Lord said, "The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand?" Pluck from the fire.
这里在以西结哦，在撒迦利亚书里面就说到，耶和华向撒旦说：“撒旦，耶和华责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你，这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗
？”Israel is the brand. The Lord plucked them out from the fire.
所以以色列人就像这里是一根柴，神把他从这个火中抽出来。
The Lord cast them into fire because the Lord loved Israel.
所以神把他们放在这个火里面，因为神爱他们。
One day, the Lord will pluck them out from the fire.
但有一天，到那一天的时候，主要把他们从火里面能够来抽出来。
If we do not abide in the Lord,
如果我们没有住在主里面
，If we abide in something else,
如果我们住在其他的里面
，All of the love for you the wine dresser will cut you off and cast you into the fire.
但是神爱我们的缘故，他就像那个栽培的人，把我们呢能够来剪下来，能够来放在火里面。
Not because he hates you.
不是因为神恨我们。
Because he loves you.
因为神爱我们。
And one day, he will pluck you from the fire.
到那一天，他要把我们从火里面抽出来。
That's first, the first work of the wine dresser.
所以这个是那个栽培的人所做的第一个工作。
And the second part of verse 2, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that he may bear more fruit.
所以第二就在第二节下面一半说到这个栽培的人所做的另外一件事情，就说到凡结果子的他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
These are good branches.
这个是好枝子。
They are in communion with the vine.
他们跟那个葡萄树有很好的交通。
But don't be too happy about it.
但我们也不要高兴得太早。
Even the good branches has problems.
就算那些好的枝子，他们也有问题。
You know, the good branches, they are in communion with the vine. They are getting nutrient from the vine.
所以我们看到这些好的枝子不错，他们连在那个葡萄树上，他们可以从葡萄树上汲取的那个养分。
But they grow many offshoots.
但是我们看到这些好的枝子可能会生出一些分枝出来。
And they grow many, many leaves.
他们也可能长出很多很多的叶子。
It looks so beautiful.
好像看上去很美丽
，so prosper，
好像很繁荣的样子
，full of greens，
好像满眼绿色
，full of life，
充满了生机
，but no fruit，
但是没有果子。
Remember that Jesus cursed a fig tree that looks so prosperous, but there's no fruit。
我们也记得主耶稣在地上，他诅咒过一棵无花果树，那些无花果树看起来是非常的繁荣，但是呢，没有果子。
So the problem is that these good branches, they don't bear fruit.
所以这个好的枝子它有一个问题，它不结果子。
They have offshoots. They have many leaves.
因为它有很多的分枝，它有很多的叶子。
They consume all the nutrients.
所以这些东西呢，吸了很多的养分。
There's nothing left for fruit bearing.
所以呢，这个养分就不够了，所以它没有办法结出果子。
What does this mean spiritually?
但这件事情对我们来说，在属灵上有什么帮助呢
？We use God's grace for our own purpose.
所以我们看到很多的时候，我们就是用神给我们的恩典，我们来做一些其他的事情。
We love those offshoots.
我们很多时候很喜欢这些分支。
We love those leaves.
我们也很喜欢那些叶子。
We're proud of those things.
我们对这些东西好像都很自豪。
The people look at us. We say, "Wow! Look at the offshoots. Look at all the leaves you have."
所以，别人来看到我们的时候，他们就很惊奇，很赞扬我们这些的分支，这一些很多的叶子。
A little pride in us.
好像这个呢，在我们里面有这样一个骄傲。
And look at my leaves.
所以我们自己也会说，来，你们来看我这些叶子。
I'll bring those leaves to Bible study, impress everybody else.
如果我们拿这些叶子来到查经聚会的时候，我们可以让很多人都觉得我非常好。
Look at my offshoots. You know, I'm leader now. I'm group leader now.
如果我们看到我们有的时候把这个分支拿出来跟大家说，你看，我现在是一个小组的领，是一个组长。
Look at my offshoots.
来看我这个分枝。
Look at their leaves.
来看我这个叶子。
But where is the fruit?
但是呢，我们要看果子在哪里。
Where is the fruit?
果子在哪里
？The only thing that can bring glory to God is Christ Himself.
我们知道，只有主耶稣成为这个果子，才能来荣耀神，带给神。
Therefore, wine dresser came.
所以为了这个原因，那个栽培的人就来了。
Cut off all offshoots.
就把这一些分支要把它这个修理干净
，remove all the leaves，
也把这些叶子能修理干净。
So this branch looks awful now，
好像看上去这个枝子好像不是很漂亮。
No offshoots， no leaves，
因为它没有了在这些分支没有这些叶子。
But it bears fruits，
但是这个枝子呢就可以开始结果子了。
It's not about us。
这个不在于我们自己。
It's not about us how we present ourselves.
这个不是我们自己，我们怎么样子来彰显在人的面前。
It's about Christ.
这个是关于主。
We thank the Lord that we have a vine dresser.
我们感谢主有这样一位栽培的人。
He take away all the unnecessary off shoes, all the unnecessary leaves from us.
所以他来帮助我们，来把这一些不需要的这些分枝叶子都能够来除干净。
Sometimes it's rather painful when the vine dresser cut off those off shoes.
很多的时候我们知道这个栽培的人在我们身上来做这个剪枝的工作是一个痛苦的一个过程。
But when the offshoots and leaves are taken away, we finally will bear fruit.
但是我们要知道当这些分枝当这些叶子被修理干净的时候这个枝子就可以开始结果子。
We thank you. We thank the vine dressers.
我们感谢主，我们感谢我们有这一位栽培的人。
No, the vine dresser has a tool.
我们也知道这个栽培的人手中有一个工具。
Do you know that he has a tool in his hand?
是不是我们看到这个栽培的人手上有一个工具
？And the tool in the hand of the vine dresser is the word of the Lord.
所以在这个栽培人手里拿的这个工具就是神的话。
Verse 3, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
所以在第三节这里说到，现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
So the pruning tool in the hand of the vine dresser is the word of the Lord.
所以我们看到这个栽培人手里这个工具就是神的话。
God prunes us every day by the revelation of his word.
所以神来修剪我们就是用这个话语向我们来启示的这个光。
This is the real reason we come together and read his word every Friday.
所以这个就是我们为什么要每个礼拜五我们都来到这里一起来查经的原因。
We come every Friday to study his word, not to grow leaves, but to lose leaves.
所以我们每个礼拜五到这里来查经不是让我们身上的这些叶子更长了更多，而是把这些叶子慢慢的剪除。
We come to study His Word, not to grow offshoots, but losing offshoots.
我们到这里来一起查经，不是让我们身上的这个分枝能够来更多的长大，而是通过一起查经，可以把这些分枝能够来剪除。
We will allow vine dresser to take away everything that hinder the fruit bearing.
所以我们一起来聚集的时候我们要来求这个栽培的人在我们的身上去除那些能够来阻碍我们结果子的任何的事情。
That's the attitude we should have when we come together to study the word.
所以这个是我们的态度当我们一起来聚集他面前读他话语的一个态度。
So how do we abide?
接下来我们要思想我们怎么能够住在他里面。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
这里说到我是葡萄树你们是枝子。
In verse 5, please note, I am the vine, come first, you are the branches, come later.
所以我们来仔细来读第五节的时候这里说到我是葡萄树这个是在前面接下来才是你们是枝子。
You look at the second half of verse 5, he reversed the order. He who abides in me and I...In him.
接下来在第五节的后半段这里好像是反过来的一个次序这里给我们看到先有藏在我里面接下来说到我也藏在他里面
Abiding in him is a subjective experience
藏在我里面这是一个客观的一个事实
We contribute nothing toward objective truth
我们对这些客观的事实我们不能做任何的事情
But it comes to subjective experience we have a small responsibility
但是讲到主观的经历的时候我们有我们的责任
So what is our responsibility concerning abiding
所以对住在主里面在我们的身上的责任到底是什么
There is a small responsibility for all of us to abide in him
对我们来说我们都有这一点点的责任我们要怎么样住在主里面
And this responsibility is given to us by John in 1 John
所以这一点点的责任就写在约翰一书里面
Chapter 2 verse 27
约翰一书第二章二十七节
This is our responsibility to abide in him
这个是我们要做的，怎么样子能够住在主里面。
As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you.
你们从主所受的恩膏藏在你们心里。
You have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teach you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
所以这不用人来教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
When we were born again, we received anointing from the Lord.
当我们重生得救的那一刻，我们就接受了从主而来的这个恩膏。
And this anointing is the Holy Spirit who abides in us.
这个恩膏就是圣灵，他已经住在我们里面
了。This is objective truth.
这个是一个客观的一个真理。
This will never be changed.
这个永远不会被改变。
Whether you have feeling or not, this is objective truth.
不管你自己感没感觉到，这个是一个主观的一个这个是一个客观的真理。
However, then we continue the anointing will teach us about all things.
接下来我们来看到这个恩膏的教训呢，要在凡事上来教训我们。
And this is very, very, very important for all of us.
这个对我们来说是非常重要的一件事。
We need to learn to be sensitive to the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
我们要非常的敏感这个恩膏在我们身上的教训。
Because his teaching is true and not a lie.
因为这里说到这个恩膏的教训是真的，不是假的。
So, then we have a small responsibility.
所以我们有这样一点点的责任。
So obey the teachings of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要顺服这个圣灵恩膏的教训。
Then we abide in him.
我们才能够住在主里面。
This is anointing that's within us.
这个恩膏是已经在我们里面。
We don't need to look outside for it.
我们不需要从外面来找。
We don't need to ask someone else to teach us.
我们不需要问别人来教训我们。
Because this is anointing within us.
因为这个深恩膏的教训已经在我们里面。
It is true, it's not a lie.
因为这个是真的，不是假的。
He teaches about all things.
他在凡事上面来教训我们。
We have no need for anyone else to teach us.
我们真的不需要其他的人来教训我们。
We just have to learn to hear from him.
但是我们要来学习，我们怎么样子能够来听到这个教训。
You know, even the prophet Elijah has to learn this.
甚至先知以利亚他在这点上也要有学习。
No, don't. We think that Elisha has everything.
我们来想到以利亚的时候，他好像有所有的东西了。
But Elisha at the end of his ministry, he learned to hear that small voice.
所以我们来看到在以利亚他在服事的最晚期的时候，他来学这一件事情，就是来听到这个微小的声音。
In my Bible, he said, Elisha heard a sound of a gentle blowing.
所以在这个英文的圣经有一个翻译来说，这个声音是一个非常柔细的一个吹气的一个声音。
A gentle blowing.
相当于一个非常的柔软的一个吹气。
No, you're not careful, you're going to miss it.
如果我们不很仔细的话，很多的时候我们就错过了。
That's the reason we miss all the time, the gentle blowing.In our heart, all the time, we just miss it.
很多的时候我们就没有注意到，所以圣灵很多的时候借这个微小的声音的时候，我们都没有感觉。
And King James said, "It's a still small voice."
那个在另外一个英文翻译里面来说，这是一个平静的、平稳的一个微小的小的声音。
Very still, very small.
是一个轻轻的、非常的小的。
Nowadays, we pay attention.To many, many sounds.
很多时候我们对很多的声音好像很敏感。
But have you have opportunity to listen to that still small voice in your heart?
但是我们有没有学习过我们来听我们心里面这样一个轻轻的微小的细小的声音呢？
Darby said, a gentle, a soft, gentle voice.
在达比的翻译里面说到，这个是一个柔软的一个温柔的一个声音。
It's very gentle.
是一个非常温软。
It's not a forceful voice.
这个不是一个非常的硬的一个声音。
And NIV say a gentle whisper.
在那个另外一个英文翻译的里面，这里是特别是提到这个是一个微小的声音。
This is the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是一个圣灵的一个恩膏。
He's blowing all the time.
他吹在我们当中很多的时候。
He's whispering all the time.
他对我们这样用微小的声音实时的对我们来说话。
He's trying to do it in a gentle way.
他真的是愿意来在我们这样一个温柔的来在我们当中来工作。
If we pay attention to it,
如果我们注意的话
if we obey the teaching of that anointing,
如果我们能够来顺服这样一个恩膏的教训的话
we abide in him,
我们呢就住在主里面
This is according to John,
这个呢就是约翰福音
who is the close, he's the closest person to our Lord Jesus.
所以这个就是约翰来写的，他是最靠近主的那个人。
We thank you the Lord that given us this time.
我们感谢主给我们这段时间。
And we are living in an age where there are many, many voices.
我们生活在这个世代，我们听到很多的声音。
There are many, many arguments.
这里有很多的争执。
There are many, many discussions.
有很多的讨论。
There are many, many even fights.
有很多的争，有很多的争竞。
But we need to learn to listen to that small voice.
但是我们要学会来学习，能够来听到这个微小的声音。
It's not about who said what.
不在于是谁说了什么。
It's about the gentle blowing.
这个是在乎这个一个微小的一个声音在我们当中。
Is that whisper that's occurring in our spirit?
就相当于这样一个耳语的声音，轻轻的在我们的当中说话。
Therefore, we need to look within.
所以呢，我们要回到里面来听这样的声音。
We often look without.
很多的时候，我们都很习惯从外面来接受声音。
When we look without, we're confused.
如果我们看外面的时候，听外面的时候，很多的时候都让我们疑惑。
You don't even know.Whether you can trust the source of the voice you heard.
很多的时候我们都对这个说发出声音的这个人或者这件事产生了一个困惑。
Therefore, the only way is to look within.
所以唯一的办法就是我们要回到里面听里面的声音。
And trust that when you were born in Christ, the anointing has been given to you.
所以我们要来信靠我们里面这样一个恩膏，这个圣灵，这个是当我们重生得救的时候，神已经把这个放在我们的里面。
It is true, it is not a lie.
这个是真的，不是假的。
And we have that only a small responsibility.
我们有这一点点的责任。
Is to obey the teaching of that small, still voice.
让我们能够来顺服在这个微小的恩膏的教训。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship.
天父，我们真的是感谢你，为着这段时间我们在你面前的交通。
We will come back to you and ask for revelation.
我们再要回到你的面前，求你再一次来能够来启示我们。
Unless you reveal yourself to us, we are unable to understand anything that is spiritual.
如果不是你自己亲自来向我们来启示的时候，我们不能能够来明白这些属灵的事情。
We pray this morning that we do have that anointing within us.
我们感谢你，今天真的是这个时候有这样一个圣灵的恩膏在我们的里面。
Even as we pray that you start whispering in our spirit.
我们真的是求你在我们的灵里面来说这个微小的话。
And keep us in abiding in you.
让我们能够来一直的能够来住在你的里面。
We thank you for this time of fellowship.
我们感谢你这段时间的交通。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.